Alright, so we're going to try something that I'm going to work on now. I had a thought that I want to interview some of my old smoker buddies, people that I know and that have grown and killed that TV. At least the volume. Smoked weed, grown weed, done whatever, lived the life, I guess you would say, of a pothead. And today I'd like to introduce my buddy Ozzy. Well, I call him Ozzy. Why don't you introduce yourself? What's your real name?
Mike.
Mike?
Yeah.
Mike? Well, I know that, but Mike what?
Mike Bodner.
Where the fuck you from, Mike?
I'm fucking from Australia, Stephen.
I know that.
I'm from Melbourne.
Where's that?
Melbourne. It's right down south.
Okay. No, is it not Melbourne?
Yeah, Melbourne.
Oh, is it Melbourne? Okay. Yeah, the southern part?
Yeah, the southern part. All the right. Cold part.
What year? How old are you now?
Me, I'm 62.
So you were born in what year?
57. First year the Chevy you've ever made.
Okay, shut up. Who gives a fuck about a Chevy?
Anyway. Hey, Chevys and Harleys, mate. You can't beat them.
Yeah, okay. So where were you? So how did you get here? Like, I know you were raised in Australia, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah. No, I come across here, my mum and dad divorced when us kids grew up in Australia.
Yeah.
And he come across here to be with his family.
Was he American?
Yeah, he was an American.
Okay,
yeah.
So he was
in the American Air Force.
Ah, was he in the Air Force?
Yeah. He was a gunner, a belly gunner.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so...
For World War II?
Two, yeah.
Damn, so, that had to be rough.
Yeah, for him it was.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it was, man. That's got to be...
Yeah, well, he never talked about it very much. He kept it pretty, you know.
I would too, man.
Yeah, ask questions, he'd answer them, but only briefly.
Yeah. My grandfather was like that, because my grandfather was in... He was only... From what I understand, I'm pretty sure I just got confirmed that he was... he only went in after the fact. Like, he was there to help clean up the trains and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In Germany and Poland and all those places. So, right. Like... He wasn't in the actual fighting because he wasn't. Something happened with his enlistment, so he didn't get in time to actually go fight. So right. He was there at the end.
Right.
So yeah, he never talked.
Dad was. They were transferred to Australia here from America in World War II, and that's where he met Mum. Mum was a truck driver.
Really.
In the women's army over there, and he met up with her and tra-da-da-da, made a marvelous me.
Marvelous you, and you got how many? You had how many brothers and sisters?
Two sisters. Yeah, one
which
recent,
I met.
One recent, yeah. Which you met one of them. Yeah, who yeah. Recently passed.
And she grew up and stayed in Australia.
Yeah,
both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I come across to look after Dad when Mum and Dad divorced. He had a stroke, and they were going to put.
What year was that?
Oh shit! I'm going back 31 years ago. So,
damn 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I stayed here until he passed away, and by then I had a nice job, had a nice woman.
Well, all right. Well, how long have you been smoking weed, sir?
Oh, God. Since
I need
I was,
a lighter, though.
I got you.
Since I was 14 years old.
14?
14.
How hard was it to find cannabis in Australia when you were 14?
It was easy.
Easy?
Easy, yeah.
What did they call it?
Weed, dope, pot.
Oh, okay. They just called it like we do here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they didn't have... Because, like, marijuana obviously is not the real name of it. He gave me his, thank you. Cannabis is the name.
Right.
So I've been trying to, like, make a mental note that whenever I talk about cannabis, I call it cannabis.
Right.
And never by the, like, the racist legal name that they've designated it with.
Medical marijuana.
It's not meta. It's fucking still a racist term.
Well, it
they
is.
Used it because of they used racism to even get it known.
Right.
So it's one of those things where it's like it should be called medical cannabis.
I usually just call it Kush. Kush or weed.
Yeah, I get that. But that's because you're young. Either way, so you started at 14. Your dad was gone by then or still around?
No, he's still around.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died. 18 years ago.
No, I mean, living with, like, staying around you guys, like, living in Australia still?
Yeah, we lived on a farm.
Mm. A farm? How big a farm?
Oh, about 7,000 acres.
What the fuck's your farm?
We oats, wheat, cattle, sheep.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Did your dad grow weed?
Yeah, Mm-hmm.
On the farm?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Sativas, yes. I assume?
You know what? Back then, I can't really remember, Steve. I knew I used to suck on a joint and get high. So I didn't care if it was sativa or whatever.
That's true. So Dad was growing weed, and then you basically... Because one of the stories I remember when I first met you, because I met you about... It's been about 7 years now.
7 years, yeah.
Yeah. Was the lucky number 13.
Lucky number 13. If you wore that number in Australia, you could legally walk up to the person and ask them, hey, I'm the last meat of you.
Keeps
the glass now. So the 13th letter in the alphabet is M.
You could just tilt it while you're
M.
sitting down. So
yeah.
So M for marijuana.
Ah.
You got to really
so
give
everybody knew
power
back then if you wore the letter 13, the number 13 on you.
Yeah.
You sold weed.
That's $290.
I've got 13 on me here somewhere.
Yeah, you are tatted
lots
up.
Of money too. That's a grab.
So I want you cut.
Then I got this bud also on with like the glass screen.
All right, motherfuckers, you don't want to be on camera, so zip, zip. I want you to show him my favorite tattoo.
I want a six pack.
No, not the new one. My favorite tattoo.
420?
Uh-uh. That one.
Oh, that one.
Nice.
I also got this here, saying I can never get a six pack. I thought I'd get one forever.
So, you're in Australia, 18, 19, you're growing weed then?
Yeah.
And how much weed are you, like, just starting? When did you start, like, you smoked in 14, your dad was obviously growing when you were a child.
I started growing
you start doing yourself?
Professionally for myself and others when I was about 22, 23 years old.
Okay. And then... Because you told me a story about how you had sat at like 12 houses for...
Yeah, and on the 13th house, I decided to come and raid me.
I'm going to fuck you up.
Yeah, they're the bastards. They did that to me.
And then, so you kept growing after you got out? Like, did you do jail time and stuff for that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like riding a bike. You fall off it. You know you're going to get back on it.
True. That's true. What a... Oh shit, I'm dying.
Got a cough to get off.
I know. So, what do you. I didn't even think of any questions. I should have been more prepared for this. I never am. I don't come into these prepared. Whoa. I was listening to this interview today, and the guy's like, got notes, and she's like, I got like three more questions I need to ask you, and I'm like,
can't remember them.
They do research and shit. They got shit written down. I'm like, man, I don't know if I ever want to put that kind of effort into this kind of situation.
Right.
I just want to get high and talk about silly stories that...
Well, it's like when I got here, I went to a biker's bar. I thought, where the hell am I going to buy weed in America? So I went to a biker's bar. Man, the first guy I was sitting at the bar, I seen had a ring on every finger, and I thought, he'll do. I walked over to him, I bought him a beer, and he bought me a beer, and that went on for about a half a day. And then I popped a question, anywhere you know where I could buy some weed?
Oh my God, it's like you're lubing them up. Like
hell, you know what it was?
Takes a day or two.
That's the way it used to be, fuck.
And he said, you can get it from me. So that was my step, me foot in the door in here in America. And then I decided to start growing it, as you know, and... Done that for many years.
Huh. Well, yeah, I did. I seen it. When I met you, you're still growing.
Yeah.
You had your little grow in your room. And he went to hydro. When I met him, he had just switched over to hydro.
Nice.
So he.
I've been being skipped.
Huh?
I've been being skipped.
Oh, well, give him the joint.
There you go.
Then he was so excited to meet someone else that did hydro.
Absolutely.
I know. Well, I only did it because of the necessity. It was more, it made me come downstairs every single day.
Right.
Because with the dirt, it was too sporadic. I couldn't, writing things down didn't make, like it didn't see, I couldn't see it in, because you would water, because of how many plants I had, I'd only water a couple plants every couple days. Where with the hydro, I'm there every fucking day marking it,
marking the tests and your pHs, and yeah.
And it gave me a reason to be downstairs.
Well, that's the reason I got out and went to dirt. Well, two reasons: my health, my health, and I think I grew some better weed. You want to sit on the answer this for a second?
I don't care. Go ahead.
No, why?
I don't care why.
Hello? Yeah, well, we're doing a broadcast here with Steve at the moment, so I just thought I'd let you know.
Want to try this shit, man?
No, I told you.
All right, I love you.
Hey, it's fucking insane.
I know, it looks like it is. It looks like a nice piece. I'll give you that.
Sorry about that, Steve.
I don't give a shit. Anyways. Yeah, I had to do the same thing, but mine was more because nature was just like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Because I had the water, like, we had that flood that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also lost power for like a week and a half. And yeah. We were running hydro. It cost that way.
It costs a fortune.
Trying to skip them again. I know you can't
I'm not used to four people sitting at the table.
Yeah. Well, alright, so here's, because it is going to be a grower show, but at the same time, I'm interested, because you told me a lot of different crazy stories about yourself over the years where we've talked and smoked. The airplane mode. I keep forgetting to put on the airplane mode. Anyways. Yeah. No, I mean, what are you worried about? Everything's old as shit. What are they going to get you for?
Oh, nothing.
Then what do you care?
I fucking don't.
I know you don't. That's why I'm talking to you. If I felt like there was like a story where I felt like you couldn't tell on... Then no one watches this. Right. My uncle watches... Hey, Uncle Dean, what's up, buddy? My uncle watches them. But you know what I'm saying? Like, there's right. three, oh, four, yeah, 10 views. Yeah, there's not like...
Hit me with a question.
I don't care with an answer. Yeah, I'm not getting it. With fucking views.
Hit me with
I don't know. You tell me. Give me some, like, I'm interested in Australia. In what year? 56, 7 you're born. So you're talking the late 60s, right?
Yeah.
Late 60s is when you're in Australia, yeah. Early 70s.
Yeah. I've been here in America for around.
Because you were a biker, weren't you?
Yeah.
For how long?
14 years.
Okay. Well, and that was here, right?
No, that was over there.
Oh, that was just over there?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were damn.
I come across here and I was a good boy. I stepped away from it. I met up with Dawn. Well, met up with her in jail.
Right.
She used to work there, and I was one of the help arrests.
Which jail?
Just here, Macomb.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
what did you do to go to jail in Macomb?
The weed.
Oh well, that's yeah okay.
Had a quarter of an ounce on me, and pull me through the window of the car, and
Jesus,
yeah.
What year is this?
Oh shit, I'm going back. I've been doing for 16 years. 17 years ago.
Okay, so 2000, early 2000s.
Yeah.
So you came over in the early or in the 90s, you said.
Mm-hmm.
And you were here for, you know,
like,
and before you met her.
Yeah. Yeah, she was a deputy there, and I was a prisoner, and we just hit it off that well. Mm-hmm. I asked her if she could see if she could find me like a granny's flat or something like that where I could go to when I got out of jail.
What is a granny's flat?
Like a little building out the back with a bed and a sink and...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That must be an Australian term, because I've never heard that.
Yeah, that's what they call them, granny flats.
Gotcha. Little one-bedrooms.
Yeah, so if you ever get your parents there, you're going to for a weekend or whatever, you got somewhere to put them.
Gotcha. Ah, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, I forgot what I was telling you.
So it's like a guest room.
Huh? So it's a guest room, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's go back to Australia. People know what it's like to live here.
Right.
They have no idea what it's like to live in Australia.
In Australia, it's much of a muchness if you're in the weed scene.
It's what?
If you're in the weed scene and smoking weed.
Yeah.
It's much so much as, you know, as it is here in America. You get a whole bunch of fellas around and girls and...
Well,
have
I
a
mean,
good laugh and talk.
I'm sure the legal alley
and,
is different now than it was back then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because back then, I'm sure it was still illegal as fuck. It was illegal, right?
Illegal.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Now they're only just starting to get it where it's like it is here.
Where it's starting to get like medically legal, medically legal in certain areas.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're not states there. Do they have states in Australia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, absolutely. There's
each
state has a different thing. Same as here when we went going for the legalization.
Got it.
Some states got it. Some states don't. And do you know there's some counties here that still don't put up for it? One of our guys, Logan, works with him.
Oh yeah, there's definitely counties in this area.
He got pulled over with an ADA.
No, not even an ADA. It was literally he had 0.4. It ended up being 0.4 because he had a roach in his cigarate pack, and it counted because it wasn't in a lot of.
And a little can of wax.
But the thing about it is that they gave him his wax back, and the shit
they
scored
kept him
out.
In jail overnight.
It scored
him $500 to get him out the next morning.
How much?
$500.
No, I think it was $400.
Why? Because he had a roach because he was smoking in the car.
Well, he wasn't smoking it. They searched his car and they found it.
Yeah, I get it. But they
put it down to smoking in the car.
It's
right.
Like a fucking open intoxicant.
But they gave him back his dab rig, his 90% wax.
Yeah, because there's nothing wrong. There's nothing illegal about that. It's right. The fact that you have an open intoxicant. You can have beer in your car, it just can't be open. Yeah.
Right.
It's the same concept.
Right.
So that, yeah.
It's a wonder that I can get your carrying.
That's why you throw your
front.
Roaches out the fucking window. No evidence, man.
Right.
Never leave any evidence. Especially now with the swabs, because they're swabbing people. And if they're going to swab you, if you have it, just say no.
I just seen it on Facebook yesterday. Not only they're going past the swabs, they got the breathalyzer.
When did they get the breathalyzer?
I only read about it on Facebook yesterday. Hmm. Just over the last week or so, apparently. I don't know if they got it in every car yet, but they showed the police car there.
I thought state police have the swab, that's all I've heard. Yeah. That just went full statewide.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be long before they got a breathalyzer anyway.
Yeah, but they're not real. They don't actually tell you true data on people's
intoxication. It's like all psychotic.
Yeah, because when it comes to alcohol, it's different. Your toxicity, that's the word, toxicity is... Really affected by the level in your blood. Where this?
Well, yeah, but it also
depends
on your
size. THC connects to the fats in your body.
I could smoke that for a day, and most people are
your size. Yeah, makes a difference.
It just connects to your fats, and then it lowers the fucking wires in your brains. It makes it so that your brain basically reacts slower to things, and then it also
it does in certain ways. It does a lot, like. Yes, that's why the cannabinoid fits on the cell. It's you saw
and then
that.
It also makes you really hungry.
Yeah, well, it depends on the strain. It
doesn't make me hungry.
And it depends on the terpene mixture. Some terpenes.
It always makes my ass hungry, bro.
Well, it doesn't look like it because you ain't got no fucking weight.
There's no food here.
Oh.
Bullshit.
Look at this shit.
Oh, there's no snacks.
Yeah,
is what you're talking about. I'm going to say the freezer is full.
That's the way to be.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck with that roast beef, but she might bitch because she'll say that's the dinner.
Alright, so I remember this one time we were talking and you told me about me seeing your mom and dad. Like, because you were healthier.
Yeah.
Long time ago, like what, 10 years ago, 15 years ago?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Something happened where you had
CAPD.
What is it?
CAPD, bad lungs.
Okay. And don't you have a tumor somewhere or something, too, that puts you in a coma? Because you were in a coma for how long?
14 days.
14 days.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I can't remember being in the coma, but I remember waking up. Felt like I just fell asleep, and then I woke up, and I'm in the hospital. Last thing I remembered, I was at home.
Right, right.
And I said, where the hell, what happened? What happened to me yesterday? I said, it wasn't yesterday, it was a couple of weeks ago. It got to the point where Dawn Nellie was getting ready to pull the plug to see if I could survive by myself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they don't give you a long time in these hospitals at all.
No.
No.
I know. There's.
Thank God I woke up, man.
They're
coming in the next day and pulling the plug on me.
Yeah.
Giving me one more day.
Yeah, but you probably would have woke up if you eventually woke up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
So it probably would have just been like,
yeah.
What,
Yeah, it's a tumor in the back of my brain stem.
Oh, okay.
And it's in Iwari. I can't operate on it, so...
It's just there, huh?
It's just there.
It's not from, like, smoking or...
Oh, no. I was born with it.
Oh, so you've had it the whole time, and it's never affected you until that point. Hey, lady. All right. That's well. When did you see your parents?
Last time I seen my parents, they both passed away now. Mum was 16 years ago, and Dad was 19 years ago.
Right. No, I know, but you told me you had seen them.
Oh, in
after the point.
After the fact, that yeah. Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
but I've been like that all my life. I see, I can walk into people's house and I'll get the shiver, man. And I'll tell you, you've got a visitor in there. You've got someone who lives in here.
Oh.
I've been like that all my life. All my life. It's a scary thing because you can walk into a normal house and it feels haunted.
Does your house change? Does it change? Like, can you be one day? It can be like some.
But we lived in an old farmhouse, man, Dawn, and it was haunted that bad, man. None of us were afraid to sleep in our rooms. We all slept in the lounge room together.
Can you see still?
Get down.
Oh, something's going on with the battery.
Oh, the battery's fine. It'll just say.
Get down.
Yeah,
no, it's fine.
Down.
It still gives us content.
There he is. How are those new kittens?
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, the one got high yesterday.
Did it?
Or a couple days ago. Oh my god. Like, not even like scary high. You know what I'm talking about. Where they're wobbling and they're falling asleep and they're like dead weight. Mm-hmm. And then they're whining and they're like looking at you funny and they like, got the eyeballs rolling back. And it's like, are you going to die?
Please don't do it. Please don't. Much money.
Yeah, I like you, man. You're a cool little kitty.
It was like Papa Boy used to get when I would bring a plant out of the room to trim. I'd bring out the whole pot.
Yeah.
And we'd sit the pot here next to us on the floor. The whole plant. He'd come and he'd start eating all the bottom leaves off it. Only the leaves. He wouldn't touch the buds. He'd pull a leaf off. He'd walk over there. He'd chew it, eat it, come back, pluck off another one. He got the same one day. He ate just too many and he just blocked it out. I'm thinking, God, he's going to OD. Can't OD on marijuana, but I think that cat's going
to
do it.
Cat won't. Once I got my fiance to understand that the cat was just high, it was like she was like, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
Because I've seen it before. They wobble. It's like
some cookies that you get. Edibles, man.
That's what he ate, I think. I think he found a crumb of a cookie.
Well, I know somebody who put him in hospital.
Yeah, I know.
You know the same person.
I know a bunch of people that had
me.
That put him in a hospital. Did you know that?
What?
I put this old man in a hospital with a cookie.
With a cookie. He told me. He goes, because I had a pretty high tolerance. And he goes, just have half of one. And Steve's left, and I went, half a one. I ate the whole one, man. And
I told him.
And I forgot all about it.
That's why I
used
to
go on
the other hand.
Yeah, I forgot all about it. And it was about an hour later, I'm starting to, what's going on here? Something wrong with me. And then I'm really getting bad. I'm starting to freak out. I said to Dawn, you're going to have to call a fucking ambulance. So she called the ambulance, they come and got me.
Here you go,
I'm in the hospital room laying there, and Dawn's there. Was about an hour later, and I was, just come to me. That freaking cookie I ate. And then I come good. As soon as I remembered what it was, I was sort of talking so straight.
Yep.
Because I knew what it was.
Yeah.
Let me out of here, Doc. I'm okay. I'm done. I know what the matter was. Because they all know I'm a pothead now in the hospital. Every time they come, because they know me that well, I've been in there that many times.
Yeah.
They do the test, they're going, do you do any narcotics, like illegal narcotics? I went, no. Then they got, do you smoke marijuana? Yeah, before I can even say yes, they're going, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I've definitely done that to quite a few people. I did it to myself one time. I was in my basement working.
You lied to them.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm downstairs, and I'm like, oh, man, and I get that panic, that fucking feeling in the chest where you feel like your heart's going to, like...
That's what I had, a like full panic attack.
Yeah, it's like the panic's happening. I'm like, oh, no, oh, mm-hmm. no. It's at it again. I'm like, and I know I've eaten cookie. I know that I'm high, but I'm like, okay.
Had
it feels like it's been like 10 minutes now. This is way longer than that.
Yeah, they don't just lie down a bit.
Oh, man, I need to figure this out. Maybe it's... Oh, no, I walk upstairs, and I'm, like, trying to, like, you know, walk it off.
Right,
I see my neighbor go by, and I'm like, well, if I text her, she'll definitely, like, if I don't answer the text back, she'll, like, come to the house and make sure I'm not dead. So I'm like, if I am having a heart attack.
Right.
Because I'm not going to call the ambulance. Fuck that. I'm definitely not calling the ambulance. I'm like, fresh air. That's it. I got this. So I walk outside, and as soon as I step outside, I fart. And it's one of those nice, like...
Oh, lovely.
All the pressure went away. Everything. And I've never had the panic attack again.
Haven't you?
Jeez. Nope, that's funny. It's the last time. Because whenever I get it now, I just go, oh, it's just gas. Push it a little bit, and it goes away. Or it's, if I ever get it, it's mushrooms. And I go, I can't control this. I'm either going to freak the fuck out, or I'm going to sit here and enjoy the fuck out of this. One of two things is going to happen, and maybe I'm going to shit myself.
We get our new grill tomorrow.
That's good.
We bought one of them smokers. They're like a 50-gallon drum, and they lift up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Made out of cast iron on wheels and all that shit. But we're going to get a barbecue in before fucking winter. So when we have it, I'll invite you and the missus over.
All right. Well, I won't be home tomorrow.
But... Oh, no. It won't be for probably a week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Do you eat them portobello mushrooms?
Fuck yeah, stuffed mushrooms. I eat everything.
Yeah, we're gonna get some of that.
I've been eating more vegetables. Trying to. I'm good on that. So, but, I mean, that's a decent little interview. We'll go with that, and then, come back again sometime.
Thank you for having me. Start thinking of
some stories. If you ever think, like, write them down so you don't forget. That way we can come back to them and be like, dude, what happened?
Something different.
Yeah, something different.
Chapter 2.
Give me, because next time,
we'll try to go into, like, stuff like that. I got stuff.
I was about to put the fucking beef
in. Next time we'll go into, like, your growing styles when you were younger. Like, was it outside? How much did you get? You know what I'm saying? You're not going to remember all details, but at least, you know.
Right.
Thank you.